beyond the books.
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 Hi, I'm Gunnar Grinnett, and we're the Bear Talkers.
Hi, I'm Soren Vora.
I'm Liv Chalk.
And I'm Alejandra Ferreira.
And our episode is about nonfiction versus fiction.
The books we're going to talk about are Wings of Fire and I Survived.
Wings of Fire is fiction, and I Survived is historical fiction, although some books of this series are fully nonfiction.
Why? How do you know that?
Because I Survived talks about natural disasters that actually happened.
And fiction is something that never happened, or in other words, fake. The author uses his or her imagination to create storyline and characters.
Let's pick a book from I Survived.
What about The Titanic of April 1912?
Sure, that's a great book.
Yes, The Titanic is a real story that actually happened.
By the way, I Survived has two different kinds of books, nonfiction or historical fiction. The one we have is historical fiction, so the names aren't real and the characters aren't either.
This event affected many lives.
Which book of Wings of Fire?
How about Book 5, The Brightest Night?
Yeah, that's a great book.
That works.
Yeah, I love that book.
Also, a fact about Wings of Fire is that there are 5 dragons in a prophecy trying to save the world. Pretty thrilling, huh?
The author of Wings of Fire is Tui T. Sutherland. She is a very well-known author. In fact, she also wrote the Menagerie Trilogy and the Pet Trouble series. She tends to write fantasy fiction.
Another cool fact from the book, Wings of Fire, is that all the dragons all have different personalities and powers.
Also, they all face challenges along the way.
In the book, Titanic is a ship that hit an iceberg on its way to its destination.
The author of I Survived is Lauren Tarshis. She has written many books and loves to learn new things and spend time with her family. She even created her own website so that fans can learn more about her at www.laurentarshis.com.
Also, the main character of her book is 10-year-old George Cadler. By the way, this is not a real person. Most of her I Survived books are inspired by true events, but she creates fictional characters to give life to the story.
Wow, he was only 10 when he experienced the Titanic? That's a good book. I prefer pure fiction. What about you, Ollie?
In my opinion, I prefer the Titanic because it's interesting, thrilling, and it actually happened in history. That's also why I prefer nonfiction and, at a time, historical fiction.
I like both books, but it just depends on what I'm feeling that day, but I mostly like fiction.
In my opinion, I like both books, but I prefer The Titanic because it's a true story.
What do you prefer?
Thank you for listening to our podcast, and we hope to see you next time.
Bye.